So as we come into the last part of the retreat, we really want to appreciate the way in which a beginning leads to an experience and then onward to something new. So this is from Christina Feldman's book, Boundless Heart. And she gave a retreat here a couple of years ago in which she shared with us many of the material, the pieces that ended up in her book. The Buddha once said that as the footprint of the elephant in the jungle is the greatest of all the animal's footprints, so too is the insight into impermanence the greatest of all insights. Understood deeply, it is a pivotal insight that has the power to radically transform our hearts and our relationship to life. Can we truly understand that written upon every single thing, event and person that comes into being, that is born, is the story of its passing and its death? Everything that is built will in time collapse. Everything that is joined will in time be separated. Everything that is stored will in time run out. Every single thing that appears will, in time, fade. So as we settle into our sitting posture once more, can bring some understanding that the beginning of this sitting period has its own quality, its own nature. Here we can bring the momentum of our day and a half of practice, dedicating ourselves to continuing to deepen, investigate, and be present for our changing experience. And as we do that, we have tremendous potential to impact subsequent moments of practice. So while change is happening, while impermanence is visible all around us, there is still great potential for us to cultivate and deepen our understanding. This sense of equanimity as being evenness of mind in the face of change, in the face of all the different forms that change takes. Delight in seeing the approach of spring. Concern or worry over health or aging. Uncertainty, uncertainty in our world impacts us. So just as we can meet an experience of the breath, letting breath, the breath be the gateway to equanimity, in the same way we can meet the arising and passing away of all these phenomena, appreciation of the natural world, and concern for the natural world, appreciation of a friend, and concern for their health and well-being. Bringing this evenness of mind seeing if it's possible to both appreciate and deeply understand the truth of change. Settling into our sitting posture. And when we take any seated pose in this way, or even if we choose to do standing or lying down meditation, we are modeling ourselves on the upright posture of the Buddha as he sat himself down under the Bodhi tree, resolved to understand what drives the round of birth and rebirth, resolved to come to the deepest insight into the cause of human suffering. So we take our own seat in meditation with this firm and quiet resolve to meet the experience of our own minds and our own bodies. Developing the courage, strength of heart, and the trust in our own ability to accompany ourselves through the inevitable ups and downs, twists and turns of a life. whenever the mind wanders away, we can gently come back noticing the touch points, grounding the attention in the body. Once more, tracing the movement of the breath. Remembering skillful means, if there is drowsiness, we can bring added interest, explore what is drowsiness. Sometimes even the slightest extra energy and effort in noticing an experience brings a little bit more alertness and presence. Or it may be helpful to open the eyes and let in some light. Or even perhaps to take a standing position. This is how it is for me for now. May our practice truly be of benefit to ourselves and to all beings. And may all beings be at ease with the changing conditions of their lives.